A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, in Career 360, we talk about your career, the manpower landscape here, and also lifelong learning. Now, Alex Butt was a successful corporate executive with some of the largest MNCs in the world, a millionaire by 35, but still not happy. So the book, A CEO, An Entrepreneur, A Tourist, and The Monk, Finding the Balance Between Success and Happiness, Alex Butt wrote it. He's now a successful entrepreneur turned monk. Alex Butt passionately shares the key lessons he's learned from the different stages of his life in this book. We're going to thumb through it in a bit. And of course, speak to the man to find out the inspirations of it all. Alex, thanks so much for coming this morning.
Thank you, Howie.
So we talk about success and happiness. A lot of the times I think people mesh the two,
yeah,
but they're not the same, are they? Or is that just based on definitions? Give us your definitions then.
Well, success is actually the end result outcome of being happy. So it's not the other way around.
Wrap our heads around that. So success comes from being happy, so
exactly, to
speak. Okay.
When you attain that inner happiness, that is success. A lot of people are still pursuing and looking for other things, material, money, to define what success is. At the end of the journey, they actually don't find happiness.
Mm.
So it's the other way around. When you're happy, that in itself is success, and the material elements will come along.
I've heard it defined differently. It's like the be-do-have thing. If you are happy, you do stuff, and then you'll have it.
Yeah. It also attracts the other things that you desire of, and that make you even happier.
But I think a lot of us are caught up in the, let me do, I'll get it, and then I'll be happy.
That's the flaw.
Mm.
That's the condition we have been told. And unfortunately, it almost takes a lifetime for us to reach the end of the journey to find out it's wrong.
Oh, no. What else hampers people from finding either happiness or success?
Well, there are three things, as I discovered, that are so-called obstacles. And these are ego, desires, and ignorance.
Okay.
If I talk about desires, desire actually leads to the greed and leads to excessiveness. And we think we want more. And one day when we have enough, we'll stop. But we'll never stop. And so that desire leads to unhappiness and discontentment. Ego is the root for a lot of things like anger, jealousy, shame. And it creates a mind that's unsettled. Kind of like a water that's boiled. You cannot see through it. When the mind is angry, you get directionless.
Oh, so like a muddy pond.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the last one is ignorant. We believe that we have a lot of time in this world to do many things, and so you keep working and working, and one day the time will come, but we may not have time. Or the people may not have waited for us that long.
Mm.
And so that's ignorant.
So now we've discovered that one shouldn't pursue success in order to be happy. You may need to pursue happiness in order to be successful. That's a tough sell though, Alex.
I know. That's why I wrote the book, and I want to make it kind of an easier equation for people to grab around that. And so I came up with this so-called happiness and success equation.
Yeah.
On one end of the equation is time. We need to know how much time we have and how we allocate the time to pursue the four things that we call that will lead to happiness. And the four things are making money, which is important. The other one is making merits, which is doing good things for others. The other one is to recognize that beyond the body, there's a mind. The mind that is powerful.
And so to nourish the mind?
Yes.
Okay.
And to recognize that, like sports people, they know that there's mind over matter.
Okay.
How fit you are doesn't beat a guy who's mentally fitter than you. And so there's a mind. And the last one is being mindful. Mindfulness is being present and enjoying actually the fruits of your happiness. So the four things you need to spend your time on one hand is time, on the other hand, it's a summation of the four M's: money, merits, mind, and mindful.
So it sounds like very few things, but actually those things could very well take a lifetime to either accumulate or practice.
Well, money, we accumulate it all the time. I call this the physical currency. Merits are the things that we do, the good deeds, the act of service, that is the invisible currency of happiness. If we spend enough time doing things for others as well as earning money, we at least have the two balance component. The mind is something that we don't pay a lot of attention to. We go to the gym, we exercise, but we don't listen to that voice, the intuition, the gut feel that's inside us. That is actually our mind. And if we spend time listening to it, it actually will guide us to make much more powerful decision. And so to combine the intellectual mind, the physical body, and that inner, some people call it the spiritual part of you, but that's the mind, and you'll have a pretty powerful component.
So we talked earlier about the muddled pond, the boiling water, you can't really see through it.
Right.
And also over time, one might have accumulated, say, bad habits. So how can one really hear themselves and know that it's not just bad habits saying, I don't want to get up and go to the gym, I'm just way too tired and there's no time, for example, Alex?
Yeah, the mind is a beautiful thing. It's wondering, it's thinking, it's analyzing, and it's very busy. And we tend to listen to it a lot. We call it the mind. Actually, that's our physical part of the brain. But there's a part of us that is quietly telling us, don't go on this road. Don't trust the guy. We don't listen to it. Now, how do we spend more time listening to it? It's when you're more still, when you're quieter, then you will listen to those voices better. And you trust those intuition better. We call it the gut feeling. To get to that mind, you need to meditate.
Hmm.
In meditation, you will hear your inner mind talking to you.
So let's talk about practical steps an individual can take up in order to, let's start with that, hear the inner mind.
Well, the three things that I would recommend people to do, which I do it for myself. Number one is build good habits as a practical step. Second is meditate daily. And the last one is mix around with the right kind of friends.
So how are you going to know that, Alex?
Well, I'll tell you the first two. Building good habits is kind of repeatedly doing the good things and stop doing the bad things. We know certain things is no good. We don't do it. We don't stop it. And good habits is repeatedly doing it. And the formula of the four M's, I highly recommend people to look at it. Continue to make money, continue to do merits, make sure you know that there's a mind versus just a body, and be mindful. Henry Ford used to say, Henry Ford said, you think you can or you think you cannot, you are right. So the mind is actually very powerful. Now, the second one is meditate. When you meditate at least 5 or 10 minutes a day, you put the cup of water, as a metaphor, to stillness. And when the thing settles down, you can see things clearly. And when you can see things clearly, you will know what to do and what not to do when you get out of meditation. Like mixing with the right kind of people who support your lifestyle. Get rid of some friends who are no longer supportive of your lifestyle.
Mm.
So being with good friends is important. And being with the right friends who support what you're doing is important. If you don't like drinking, you mix around with a lot of drinking friends. Eventually, you end up drinking. So don't do that. If you like meditate, mix around with more people who meditate, and you eventually will do more. So it's very simple. Build good habits, keep repeating the good stuff, stop doing the bad stuff, have friends to support it. And every day, just meditate 10 minutes. In the morning, when you first wake up, your mind is clearest. Before you sleep, meditate before you go into
clear
sleep.
Out the mind
clear
before
the
you
mind.
Go
exactly.
To sleep.
Exactly. Declutter.
Okay.
And then if you have these two sandwiched between a busy day, you're in a much better position.
How catered do these steps need to be to an individual? Or can everyone take up these steps and actually see results?
It's a great question. If you look at the formula of time equals the addition of the four elements, money, mind, meditation, and merits, it's different for everyone. I have a different amount of time in this world than you have. So if I have 10 years left, I got to make sure that and let's say I have a lot of money. I don't need to make more money. I need to make more merits. And so it's the variable of all the four M's is up to you. But you need to know what they are. And I highly recommend that as you take quiet moments by yourself, whether you're doing a prayer with God or doing meditation by yourself, you got to figure out what is the formula for yourself. If you already have a lot of money, stop making any more money. It's not going to make you happy.
That's very, very
give
difficult,
it away.
Alex.
And when you give it away, you start grading the invisible currency of the merits.
Yeah.
And you get happier. And so, really, I've talked about these four M's quite a lot, and people found it prescriptive, easy to follow. Simple doesn't mean it's easy. That's why I recommend that you need to habitually make this part of your waking up and you know, brushing your teeth as easy as that.
Alex, you've given us this equation, the time equals the money, merits, mind and mindfulness. Here's the thing, though. One really doesn't know how much time they have.
It's a super fantastic question I've been asked many times. If I ask you, Howie, how much money do you have in 10 years' time in your bank account? You won't know. Mm. You can predict it. You can forecast it. You can wish it. So I ask you the same question. How much time do you have in this earth? I don't know. But why don't you predict it, forecast it, and estimate it? If we do estimate how much money we have in an account, we can decide to buy a car or not buy a car. If we decide that we're going to live up to 85...
How are you going to use the
how
time?
How do you use it? Mm. But we are in delusion. We don't want to know that we're going to die at 85 or 75. So we ignore it. And that's ignorance that leads to unhappiness.
So we've established that the secret to happiness is success, or the secret to success is happiness?
The secret to success is happiness. And you may out there one day find the inner happiness that's not triggered by an external event, a possession, a relationship of a role. That is when you first experience an inner happiness that's triggered from something deep inside. And when you experience that happiness, nothing else matters, because that's pure happiness and that's success.
I fear, though, that as we're talking about success and happiness and the steps that you talked about, that people might think, oh, you know what? As long as I do it once, I'm good to go. I'll sit under the tree and meditate upon the existence of myself. But it really is practical steps that you have to continue doing. It's a chop wood, carry water every day kind of scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, I use the metaphor of riding a bicycle. You don't read a manual and learn how to ride a bicycle.
Or just get on and
you
do
just
it.
Just get on and fall down a few times, and you start to balance it. How do you know? How do you balance it? I don't know. I forgot. It's just part of the practice. And if you want to be a better downhill rider, you need to practice. You need to fall many times. So being good, being happy, is a continuous practice. And sometimes you make some mistake, and you just stop doing it.
And sometimes you might fall off the bicycle.
You fall off the bicycle. You tell yourself, "Don't do it that way." And it's a little bit of an adjustment. So that's why it takes time. Hopefully, you understand that there's these four elements that help you be successful and you start working on that. Otherwise, you think that there's only one thing that's going to make you happy, which is making money, being lots of house, big cars.
Material things.
Material things. And it is not, as I discovered myself, it is not. And the way that I discovered it is when I empty everything I got, give up my possession, and became a monk for 45 days, living in a forest, every day just meditate and think and ponder and realize I found something that's different. When I came out of that monkhood, I decided to write a book, and I wanted to share with as many people as possible to learn it before it's too late.
So we've talked about how you can fall off the bicycle when you're on this journey of pursuing happiness or wanting to be happy. How can we then steady the course, stay on it, persevere?
Well, this is one part of the learning. One part I've learned about being mindful. Mindfulness is being in the present. And so if we fell off the bike, it's something we keep thinking about it, and that's an event in the past. My advice is let it go. If we want to be a fantastic business person, it's a future that we are creating. That's just an imagination of who we want to be. Don't be fixated on that. Let it go. And so if we continue to focus on what is happening today, this year, this month, which is what mindfulness is about, we begin to enjoy the fruits of our labor, so-called. And also, we realize that a mistake is a lesson for us to do something different.
And so, it's not the be-all and end-all.
It's not a be-all and end-all. Let it go. I mean, for some of us, like my mother passed away 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We could go through sorrows and guilt and everything. But once you let that feeling go and you realize that you have an entire life in front of you to make, to be a better parent, then you move on. And so letting go is a one big part of the mind that we need to practice more. With meditation, it helps a lot.
So once again, let's reiterate that formula. Time equals money, merits, mind and mindfulness. Simple steps toward happiness, right, Alex?
Yes. And to help you balance the formula, the equation is to have quiet time with yourself. For Christian who likes to pray, the prayer time is important. And for the rest of us, you can meditate.
Mm.
And that will give you that clarity of which M is more you need to focus more on and which one you have excessive amounts of.
Alex will be speaking at Thought Provoking Talks. You can check them out at thoughtprovokingtalks.com on the 16th of January at the Lifelong Learning Institute. Check out the website to see how you can register. Alex Butt, author, speaker, and also managing partner and executive coach at Glides Partners. Alex, thank you so much.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.